The Surrey and Sussex NHS Trust and Epsom and St Helier have been named as trusts which are struggling financially and unlikely to get foundation status anytime soon. That status means NHS trusts can manage their own affairs locally and rely less on central government. The aim is for this to happen to most of them by the year 2014. Good morning again to Anthony Tiernan from Epsom and St Helier Hospital. Hello, Mr Tiernan.
Good morning, Nick.
Let's talk about the financial situation at your hospital again, because last time we spoke, you explained it to me. You said that you have balanced the books for the last 2 years. You are allowed to make a deficit this year under agreement because you have legal questions to answer otherwise. And yet these reports are saying that you're a basket case. There's no way you're going to make foundation status because your debt's all over the place. What's going on?
I think it's important first to say that we balanced the books for the last 4 years.
4 years, I do beg your pardon.
Running. Break even or making a surplus. What this report is saying is that there's 20 organisations, NHS trusts across the country, that can't become foundation trusts. Because of their finances or because of clinical reasons.
Now, we kind of knew this, didn't we? I mean, this is not news for Epsom and St Helier, because that's why you're looking to demerge and find other partners. But what is the problem then when it comes down to money?
Our problem is there's two main issues, really. One is, and it's the bigger issue everyone knows about, so there's an ageing population. The cost of drugs and technology is increasing. And people have more complex conditions, so obviously that's increasing the price of NHS care. So that's, you know, the big one to look at. Secondly, and more for us, is that more people are being treated in the community, so out of hospital, in their local GP centres, in local care centres and stuff like that, which means that money isn't coming into the hospital. And when we looked forward over the next 5, 10, 15 years for the future income for Epsom and St Helier hospitals, the money wouldn't be there.
So it's projected income rather than your existing situation. You're not in debt.
But our existing situation shows where the problem, you know, this is the year where it starts. So the gap between our income and expenditure this year is £38 million because of those challenges.
Wow.
And that would get, you know, worse year on year.
And are you carrying debt as well? Because it's all very well balancing the books, but if you're carrying debt, you've got problem.
No.
So you're completely, it's just future projections that just don't work out.
That's right. And it's those challenges that make it, you know, important for us to find another option for how Epsom and St Helier hospitals can run so they can meet that challenge.
Thank you. You were helping a bear with very little brain trying to get to grips with the very complex health stories that seem to exist across the county with each individual hospital. I mean, when you read headlines like NHS Care of the Elderly, the scandal gets worse, and things like one in five hospitals at risk of closure, how confident do you feel about the safety and the future of the NHS going forward?
I feel extremely proud of Epsom and St Helier hospitals. You know that. We've spoken about that many times. And, you know, I could tell you of so many great things that go on at Epsom and St Helier Hospital. The investment, we treat 700,000 patients a year, and the feedback from the vast majority is excellent.
So you're fit for, I mean, the I headline here says 20 NHS trusts not fit for purpose, 30 more facing severe financial difficulties. You wouldn't put Epsom and St Helier in that bracket?
No, because I think what you look at is the finances. But if, you know, the report that's come out talks about organisations that are not clinically viable or financially viable. And if you look at Epsom and St Helier and you look at our performance against the key government standards in delivering excellent patient care, we keep meeting those. So ensuring patients are treated quickly in our A&E departments, or if they've got a diagnosis for cancer, ensuring that our infection control rates, our infection rates are dropping. We're doing those things year in, year out.
But I mean, you are in this list of 20, according to this National Audit Office report. I mean, does that mean you could risk closure if you can't find someone to bail you out in the future?
And that's why we're, you know, that's why we're looking at the option of demerging Epsom and St Helier hospitals and re-merging them with others. But I wouldn't want people to get a feeling, you know, if you're coming into Epsom Hospital today or in the future, that there's something wrong with the clinical care. The clinical care is excellent. Our nurses, doctors are delivering great care. It's the finances that don't stack up, and that's why we've got this process in place to sort that out.
We need to, one, come and visit you, and two, have a much longer conversation with either yourself or the chief executive, because, I mean, when you read headlines like this and the question marks above the future of a hospital are there in black and white, and you're telling what appears to be a very different story, we need to get to the bottom of it. Thank you very much for coming on again.
Thanks, Nick.
Anthony Tiernan from Epsom and St Helier. Just to sort of fill you in on the Surrey and Sussex NHS Trust, which runs East Surrey Hospital, it says it's looking for partnerships, both NHS and private, which will help it meet the target. They say there's no question mark over services at Redhill, as you just heard Anthony Tiernan say about Epsom and St Helier, and that it will meet the government's deadline of April 2014.